He wouldn't listen. They're going to eventually turn on him.
I swear they are.
Just like they did to me. But yes. Yes, I see you filming me. That's completely fine. I'll teach you all a little something. I'll teach you all about Carter Riley.
Hello, hello.
So you see, you all know I'm the head trainer at Ignite Pro Wrestling. So since all the fans, Ricky, NGW, they don't want to listen to my teachings, I found somebody that is more than willing to listen to me. One of my first graduates from Ignite Pro Wrestling. He knows how wrestling should be.
And if I know one thing, Dexter Roswell is going to make wrestling great again.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Exactly.
But you know
best
what?
Teach right here.
You listen to me, I'll get you places. I am a former heavyweight champion.
That's
you know,
true.
Next month, October 18th,
yeah.
I'm going to get that title back.
You are.
So, yeah. Doesn't matter. Ricky Cruz, Playboy Double H, even Chris Cage.
Not
none at all. I got you by my side. I'm walking away with gold. So you better watch out, NGW, because once I get that title back, it's my place now. Get out of here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me is Mr. 1-2 Squirrel himself, Scott Cross.
I love the 1-2 Squirrel, yes, yes. Yes, I am.
How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing all right, but man, it seems like you had a wild weekend last weekend.
Yeah, most certainly did. You know, we really missed you at the show there.
I know it was a little different. I mean, you know, stuck at work, unfortunately, but you know, I heard about a lot of things that happened, but you know, it was a little different not being there. So
well, you know what, Scott? We'll go ahead and give you a real quick rundown of what happened Saturday at Retribution. We started out the show, opened up with Shrapnel versus Navi Kai. And Shrapnel actually scored the victory over Navi Kai there.
Wow. Yes.
That was a really good hard-hitting match.
That was a match that, you know, I seen could have went either way with, you know, Shrapnel returning, but also Navi Kai is, you know, is rising in NGW. You know, he's getting more popularity behind him, but you know, that was a match I wish I would have got to see, but you know.
Yeah, and then we had some Lightning Division action when our current reigning defending Lightning Division champion went up against Logan Ridge. And Logan Ridge, unfortunately, was not able to get the victory there. The Gospel of Damnation came out and helped our current NGW Lightning Division champion retain his title.
Well, it looks like, you know, the numbers games and, you know, he continues that dominance, you know, being the longest reigning Lightning Division champion. I'm not saying his name, Dardar. I know what she wants me to do. I'm not saying his name. I'm not falling for that. I'm not saying his name.
Yeah, we got to be a little bit careful there.
Well, okay. I don't get this because we thought we had it under control where we knew he would show up. And the last couple times, it's been weird. I don't know when he's going to. No, I'm not saying it. I don't know when he's going to show up, and I'm not saying his name. So,
yeah, we just don't know what's going to happen anymore at this point.
Exactly. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of scary. And I don't want that video to pop up because I had nightmares over that. So,
but then we had some absolutely wonderful tag team action because we had the fam going up against the current NGW tag team champions, Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks. That match ended in a disqualification after the returning Curtis Payne came in and struck Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele with the chair.
Well, we knew when Curtis Payne returned, it was going to be a little bit of trouble. And what is he calling himself, the chairman now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, you know, like I said, PYT, you know, they seem to be one step ahead and, you know, bringing Curtis Payne back out of nowhere and having that powerhouse now and in PYT. Now PYT is just seems like unstoppable almost.
They really are. But you know what? LVK came out to help out the fam. And on the spot, a six-man tag match between the fam and LVK and PYT, the team of Marco Hendricks, Tobias Storm, and Curtis Payne actually started.
Wow.
Yeah, and then PYT ultimately triumphed after Curtis Payne got a pinfall on LVK for the victory.
You know, like I said, the power and, you know, with the numbers with PYT, you know, seems to help them out. But, you know, now with, you know, Curtis Payne
in the comments saying the chairman of PYT, he's not someone you want to turn your back on anytime. Yeah, that's the truth right there.
Yeah, definitely.
But and then things kind of broke down even further after that, if you could believe it, Scott. All right. Oh, so we had Reinhardt versus your favorite member of the Gospel of Damnation, Manson.
Oh, yeah. Creepy little bastard.
Creepy. Yeah, that's what you call him. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So get this. That match ended in a no contest because Manson wouldn't stop just pummeling Reinhardt in the corner.
So he went psycho again. So maybe he didn't.
He did. He just wouldn't stop pummeling Reinhardt, so the match had to wind up getting called because the referee of the match did the five count, got to five, and had to throw the match because he just wouldn't stop.
Oh, that guy's, you know, I don't know about that guy.
And then we had Ricky Cruz taking on Dexter Roswell, which you know, as you know, Chris Cade was banned from the building for his own safety, for the safety of Dexter Roswell.
Yep.
But it actually doesn't seem like that maybe had been necessary because Dexter seems to have brought in a friend.
I heard.
Yeah. Oh, what's Dara saying? Manson should have won. He's the best. Should have been a no DQ match, huh? Well, we'll keep that in mind there, Dardar. But, yeah, our guest tonight, Carter Riley, came in to assist Dexter Roswell in his match, which a little bit later on we'll discuss a little bit further in that. But that match ended after the referee threw it out after Dexter did a repeat of what he did to Chris Cade onto Ricky Cruz there.
He seems to be liking that move a lot.
Yeah. And then we had a Jerry Morgan going up against the current reigning defending NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H. And you know, unfortunately, Jerry couldn't pull out a victory there.
Oh, let me guess, PYT in the numbers.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
the creative tactics, huh?
Down to. Creative tactics, yes.
Yeah.
Phoenix, yes. Tonight we have Carter Riley, who invaded our show without your knowledge at the behest of Dexter Roswell.
Yeah.
My understanding. We'll see if he can explain his actions a little bit more here in a few moments. But, you know, the big thing for me on Saturday was winding up with the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yes,
I mean, that was. It came down to Lexi Green and Shaza McKenzie.
Yes, I mean, you know, when we started this tournament earlier this year, and you know, now that we're finally here, you know, when we found out that it was going to be Lexi and Shaza, we knew it was going to be a great match. You know. Those two, I guarantee, brought everything out because, you know, you can only be the first. You know, you can always be the women's champion, but you can only be the first one time. So they were both fighting to be the first ever NGW Women's Champion. And, you know, Lexi Green, you know, pulled it off.
Yep. Our first ever NGW Women's Champion, Lexi Green.
Which she said when she was on the podcast, she claimed that she was going to be the first ever NGW Women's Champion, and she was right.
Oh, she was right. Just Savage Era, Lexi and Shaza had a fantastic match. That was just an absolute definition of a main event match right there. Phoenix Quinn, both women most definitely did amazing.
Yes, and now, you know, now that we have the tournament, you know, now it's going to be, let's see what we can do next in the women's division at NGW, and I think it's just going to be, it's going to be through the roof what we can do next.
And, you know, of course, as is tradition, before the show even ended, we had a match made for the next NGW show, Forsaken, taking place on October 18th at the Lou Civic Center in Muskuta, Illinois. And that match was made after the end of Ricky Cruz versus Dexter. No, it was made after PYT. Yeah, after. I'm getting all mixed up. There's just so much to happen.
Well, yeah, I imagine it was probably a chaotic night.
Well, you know what? You want chaos? Check this out. Okay, so next month, October 18th, the main event of Forsaken is going to be a three stages of hell match, Scott.
I know, I've seen that.
First, yeah, it's going to involve the real deal, Chris Cade, the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, the Broken Pillar, Dexter Roswell, and the current reigning defending NGW Heavyweight Championship, Playboy Double H.
Man. I know. That match, I mean, that is crazy.
Well, it gets even... I can't slow down, Dardar. I can't tell you how excited I am for this match for just so many reasons, because it's going to be absolutely crazy. Okay, so check this out. The three stages of hell match. Okay, we're going to start with four men. After each fall, one of them is going to be eliminated. Okay, so it starts off. Stage one is no DQ match. Anything goes, right?
Yep.
So then, after that pinfall happens, somebody gets eliminated, and then we're going to move on for stage two, a submission match. So okay. Somebody has to tap out, give up, okay? And then after that, comes down to stage three. You know what stage three is going to be, Scott?
I don't know, and I don't know if I want to know.
A ladder match.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It's not stupid, Dardar. It's amazing.
All I can say is I'm glad I'm retired.
How can you be glad about that, Scott?
That I don't have to do this match. I'm retired. I don't have no part of this match. I'm glad I don't have nothing to do with this match, because this match sounds like chaos. I mean,
well, yeah, it's going to be absolute chaos.
Crazy.
But you know what?
4-3-2.
I can't wait, Scott.
Oh, I know you were pumped for this one.
I am very pumped for this one.
I think Dardar is more pumped for you, because she's so excited that Playboy gets to be in this match. I think she is excited beyond belief that he's in this match.
Yeah, Phoenix, I agree. I think this is one of the best matches you've ever signed off on, except for the time that you put PYT in a cage.
Yeah, but next time we need to put a roof on that cage, because one of them escaped. Yeah.
But you know what? I really want to get to our guest tonight here, Scott.
Well, you know, it seems he made a pretty big impact at NGW.
He did. So let's go over a little bit of Carter Riley's accomplishments here. He graduated from the Ignite Pro Wrestling School, wrestled his first main event match this year. He debuted at Ignite Pro Wrestling last year and NGW this year. He's been currently wrestling for 14 months. He is a rock star turned pro wrestler looking to make music with his fists now. Okay. Carter has found global success in the music industry and he's now entered the life of pro wrestling to prove to the world that he doesn't need an instrument, that he is the instrument. And a little bit of fun fact about Carter is he's a digital artist, took AP commercial art in high school and college. He's won a couple awards from the Scholastic back in high school, and he still has that artwork to this day at home. So, what do you say we go ahead and bring on Carter?
Let's bring him on.
Let's put him in the seat of honor there. Carter, how are you doing
tonight? Hello. Hello. I am doing great, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
You're very welcome. So, you made a heck of a debut. You came in during Dexter Roswell and Ricky Cruz's match. You distracted the referee, which enabled Dexter to use, I guess, his signature move now.
I guess you could call it that, yeah.
Yeah, but fortunately the referee did turn around and see this happen. So the match wound up getting called in Ricky Cruz's favor as no disqualification, but then you kind of had, I'll put it, the audacity to do a little bit of a beatdown on Ricky Cruz yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Those photos look nice.
So tell me, how did this come about?
So I am not one to give away Mr. Dexter's claims. He's my mentor for a reason. Let's get that straight right away. All I know is I got a call. I was needed. And when Dexter needs you, you either step up or you step aside. And I can say from the bottom of my heart, this dude has put in the work. He's put in the blood, the sweat, and tears, not just from being a wrestler, but from training not only me, but the entire Ignite training program. And everyone else included. But I'm talking about Dexter right now. Dexter, he didn't just need anybody. He had a bunch of other options, you saw. He didn't just need anybody. He needed someone who could really seize the moment, you know, a rock star, if you will. No, he needed a friend. And I'm more than happy to be his apprentice because I love to learn. And who to learn better from than Dexter himself. So that's all I'll say about that.
Well, we got Dardar in the chat saying, oh, shut up, stupid Playboy. We'll beat Dexter's butt and keep that title. And I wish Playboy would beat you too.
Oh, come on. Yeah, keep talking. Keep talking.
Well, Dardar is BYT's number one fan.
All right, Dardar.
And we have Jay Keaton in the chat saying, Carter.
Hello, hello. It's good to be here. Nice to see you all.
Everybody make sure that you're commenting down below with any questions or comments you may have for Carter, because here in a bit, Carter's actually going to be playing a game with us.
Yes. Happy to do it too.
So, Scott, did you have anything you want to ask Carter about real
quick?
Well,
we've seen the recent change in Dexter. And, you know, it seems like, according to Dexter, it seems like NGW is against him in a way. You know, it seems like he's pulling you in. With this match, I mean, now it puts you in a unique position at NGW because now you got somebody that, I don't know if you want pissed off at you in Ricky Cruz, because that's somebody I don't think you want to pick a fight with. I just don't know what you got yourself involved in. I hope you know what you got yourself involved in, because you came into NGW head first, and I hope you're prepared for whatever comes your way, man, with him, because you never know with him.
Listen, See, with things like this, I don't need to prepare. You know, I know that sounds stupid. You know, you got to have prep time. You got to prepare and stuff like that. But I'm the kind of person, I need to go with things head in the, I need to go in there head first. And I need to figure out who I am just to get to where I need to be, no matter who I need to get through. So understand that first. Secondly, NGW, unlike Ignite, is a new start. And I am so so proud and glad to have a new start. And I don't care how I come in. As long as I come out or come in swinging and I make a heck of an impact and I make my presence known. And I feel like I did just that. Thanks to Dexter.
You did make a heck of an impact. I can't think of anybody else who came in and decided that their first action was going to be to punch Ricky Cruz in the face.
Listen.
That's not my first thought either.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm sorry, but I don't care who I need to punch to get to where I need to be. You can sign that on the dotted line.
We got Dexter going off, or Dardar rather, in the chat going off to hashtag Scott's fault.
How was it my fault when I wasn't even there?
I think that it is your fault.
I love it.
You weren't there.
Probably because I wasn't there.
I like you, Dardar. I like Dardar now.
And we also have Dardar declaring hashtag Guido's fault.
See, because, you know, this is Guido's fault. I want to point this out that this whole thing is Guido's fault.
Okay.
Because if Guido wouldn't have took the picture with Dexter, Dexter would have never turned heel, and then we would have never been in this situation. So this is all Guido's fault.
I mean, I do kind of agree with that there.
I mean, I don't know what else to explain it. It's Guido's fault. So.
Yeah, we have Jane Kelton saying that Dexter's going to win the three stages of hell.
That's right. That's right. She knows.
Well, I mean, given that the first fall is no DQ.
Yeah. We'll just see about that. And see who comes out on top at the end.
That's going to be crazy.
It is. I'm excited.
But you know, you're going to this match. You're coming in, obviously, to help Dexter. You know, you got Playboy coming in with PYT. There's a lot of members of PYT. You know, you're going in there with other people. You know, the numbers game may not be in your guys' favor. You know, are you prepared for whatever happens in this first? Because you're only going to be allowed in the first fall of the match, because after that it turns into a submission match. So I guess you got to get as much as you can before.
Listen, I'm going to – obviously, Dexter, I know he's got a plan. Me and Dexter, we're going to get together. And we're going to figure out what the game plan is. And we are going to do whatever we need to do. And it doesn't matter about the numbers game. It doesn't matter, because no matter how many people outnumber us, we're smarter than them. And we don't just watch. Just wait. I'll leave it at that.
Now, I've had the privilege of seeing you grow as a wrestler. Of seeing you starting in training and then going on to getting your first ever match in Ignite Pro Wrestling. And if I remember correctly, that was against Brad Turner, was it not?
It absolutely was.
We got Donde saying hash brown Scott's fault.
It is.
I love how Scott just popped to attention the second I said Donde.
Well, I don't know how he keeps get in here. You know, you take away his computer, he finds a new one. Take away his phone. What?
He has the internet, Scott.
Apparently he does.
So he'll always find a way.
It's not his internet. It's somebody's internet. Someone. It's somebody's internet.
Dardar saying that Playboy is going to win the three stages of hell.
You just keep thinking that. I remember what it was like to be delusional before.
But, and I say, you know, I've had the honor of seeing you grow as a professional wrestler. It's been...
Thank you.
It's been quite the honor to actually be able to document it as well for you.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't able to be there at this month's show down at Ignite. Definitely going to be there next month. But I understand you had a heck of a match this month here down at Ignite, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had my very first main event match at Ignite Pro Wrestling. I faced Ignite's heavyweight champion, Logan Ridge. You know, I mean, we've done this dance a time or two before, you know. I gave it my all. I thought I could do what it takes, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, he had his little group of his whole posse. They came and they beat me down and everything like that. And, you know, that's that. But if he thinks that that's going to be the end of me and everything like that, I'm just going to sit there and just let myself get beat up like that. No, no. So I'm going to stand up for myself, and I hope and expect others who have been beaten by the boys and the millennial boys, I hope and expect them to stand up as well.
Yeah, because you have quite the match coming up here next weekend, don't you?
Absolutely. Got a six-man tag.
The Millennial Boys, Logan Ridge, Derek Gage, and hashtag Wamba Galloway taking on the Sound Guy, Carter, and Mystery.
Yep. Who knows? Who is it going to be?
I don't know. Can you tell me?
No, I cannot. But I guess you guys are just going to have to come and find out.
You know,
bring your friends.
I gave Donde not a map to the Ignite building.
Do you want to team with Donde?
Hopefully he'll show up.
Hey, I mean, I will take all the help I can get, honestly.
Donde is saying it's not him.
Oh.
Dang it. I don't know who it is now. He was a good guess. It was going to be my guess.
But, you know, Logan Ridge, you know, as you said, is the current Ignite Wrestling heavyweight champion. Absolutely. But, interestingly, you know, he wasn't able to come up against our current Lightning Division champion this month. But did you see on NGW social media page earlier today that we had another match announcement this morning, one of two that are happening today?
Uh-oh, what is it?
It is actually going to be for the Lightning Division Championship.
Oh, my God. We're
taking a triple threat match. Shrapnel taking on Logan Ridge, taking on the current Lightning Division Champion, Preacher.
That is going to be epic.
So there's a chance, you know, next month, you know, by the end of next month, Logan Ridge will be carrying around two belts.
As if he could not get any more confident in himself. Oh my gosh.
So
I can't imagine.
So we know you graduated from Ignite training, you know, you got your start there. Mm-hmm. What got your interest in wrestling? Was there a match? Was there a show you went to? Where was the moment that you decided, hey, I want to, because it's not like we wake up and say, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler. You know, was there a moment, was there a match that got you interested?
Yeah, well, honestly, I mean, this dates all the way back to when I was a little kid. You know, I know it does for a lot of people too. I want to say maybe 6 or 7. I actually had a cousin and his son, who's also my cousin. He's a professional wrestler, and for those of you who don't know him, his name is Shane Rich. But I grew up watching Shane Rich and me and his son and everything. We all went to the shows and everything. We would learn to see the rings get built and everything. You know, we'd see the, you know, from that first person experience of being in the crowd, you know, just really like fully invested in it. And, you know, just being able to kind of yell at the heels, you know, and cheer for the good guys and everything like that. And just that was really the start of it, just those, you know, frequent like shows and stuff. And it even started off in like places like Muskoda and everything. I remember he would have shows all the way back in here. or back in the day over here. And but it just started off from that, and then obviously it eventually kind of became a thing to where me and my dad, we started watching you know, Monday Night Raw, WWE a lot, and he kind of got back into it. We ended up starting to see some shows and everything, and kind of fell off for a couple of years, but ironically, I kind of came back around like COVID time, a little bit after that, and then I just went fully invested into it. After that, like, I just felt like, yeah, I remembered why I was passionate about this, and if I don't do something about this now, while I have the time, I'm going to regret it. And so I found a school. And luckily, Ignite was kind enough and generous enough. They had a school opening up, and then the rest is history. Very grateful.
So you've been doing it for 14 months now. That guy asked, in the 14 months, what's your favorite move to perform?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. I've learned so many cool moves and everything. And I'm not saying that to brag, like, oh, I've got cool moves. Like, I just being able to, like, learn the moves and, like, just the structures behind it and stuff. And, like, I'd say for me personally, obviously, I'm a fan of the cutter, you know, classic cutter, RKO, you know, any type of variation of that, you know. But I'm really, right now, I'd say I'm really digging tornado DDTs. Love a good suplex, you know what I mean? I was gonna think of cross bodies, you know. I want to try to do some more cross body stuff. I was thinking maybe, I know I don't have like the right environment at the time to do like some springboard cross bodies, but I want to be able to try to do maybe something like that, or like, you know, kind of venture into some more stuff like that.
And least favorite to be on the receiving end of?
There's even more. Well, I mean, gosh. Logan's Gory Bomb. Is that what he calls it? That does not feel good. I'll tell you that. That does not feel good. But, I mean, all of them hurt. You know, you're down and out for a while after you get hit with one of them. But I'd say that one for sure. You know, you could be the strongest man ever. You get hit with that, you're going to be knocked on your head, and you're going to be seeing stars for at least a good 90 seconds. Good luck kicking out. You know, I will give him that. But at the end of the day, it's not about the moves he got. It's about the person he is. But enough talking about him.
We got Dara saying, okay, we get it. You're the best, blah, blah, blah. But we really don't want to hear about Dexter.
He gets it.
We want to hear about Playboy on here. Playboy is the best.
See, if we keep talking about Playboy, we're not going to have nobody watching the show.
Yeah, you know what? If we keep talking about Playboy, Playboy's just going to wind up being like Preacher, and we're going to say his name a whole bunch of times.
Why did you have to say it? You couldn't got around it without saying it. You had to say it. Now we're up to two, because now... Okay, wait a minute.
I noticed it was counting up.
Nothing went off last time. Okay, we're good. We're good. As long as... Well, one time it went off at two. Well, one time it went off at two. It went back to two. But anyways, right, so you're new to NGW. You know, you come in, make a debut. You know, obviously you got to make a statement. You made a statement with Ricky Cruz. Obviously, that is there anybody that you've seen at NGW besides Ricky Cruz that caught your eye that you kind of say, "Ooh, I'd like to get in the ring with him."
I mean, honestly, straight, like, this is me being honest. Anybody wants to step up to the plate, like, and I'd be more than willing. I'd be happy to. I love getting in that squared circle. I love going toe to toe with anybody. I think you can honestly learn from anybody. You know, obviously you can learn how to get beat or beat them. You know what I mean? In an aspect, but I think anybody who really just wants to kind of step up to the plate, you know, I'm down for a new opportunity, a new experience, you know. Anybody can can hear these greatest hits.
You got at least one interesting hater here in the comments.
Oh, do I?
We got Bud Gallows in the comments.
God. I'm a dork. At least I'm the one who got invited onto a podcast, and I'm not the one commenting, buddy. Keep chatting.
We had them on the podcast before.
I know, but he's not on there now, is he?
It was a part of a Make-A-Wish thing, wasn't it? I think that's what it was a part of. I think it was one of those Make-A-Wish things. Right. I think it was one of those Make-A-Wish things we had to do for Wrestling for a Cure or something like that, right. Or I don't know what it was. It was something.
Well, you're going to get the chance to beat up on him next weekend here a little bit, possibly.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. Trust me.
Now, you know he's called hashtag Wham, right?
Yeah. He's just spamming now.
Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know what Wham stands for?
Is it What a Masterpiece?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I thought so.
Because he's actually also a painter, and he's a little rough around the edges at times, but you know what? He was kind enough to paint me a picture of a fart.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, that is some kind of kindness. But hey, that's very kind.
So are you looking forward to getting in the ring with him?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with them and getting my hands on each and every one of them. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You don't just get in the ring with me and everything and try to beat me down with your whole group and think you can get away with it, And that's the whole posse included. That's everybody. That ain't just the leader. No, that's the leader. That's Bud. That's Derek. Everybody. So if you want some, come get some. Not to be cliche.
Also coming up here next weekend, Dexter has a big match coming up too, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Yes, he does.
He has a 30-minute Iron Man submission match.
Whew. That is going to be insane.
Phineas Quinn saying that being awfully confident there.
Listen, it's not confident when you're competent and you believe in yourself. I'll just say that.
Well, confidence only gets you so far. Phineas Quinn, if you're willing to step up against anyone.
That's true. Well, yeah, I say that. I might eat my own words, but that's okay. I still say that. I'll step up in the ring, get in the ring with anybody. Because, like I said, you can learn from anybody, and it's an experience, and I'm all about it.
Venus is saying you're being cocky, and it's going to get you knocked on your butt.
Listen, I'm not worried about the aftermath.
Keep in mind, you're mouthing off to the co-CEO of New Genesis Wrestling.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Phoenix Quinn has the power to, as we're sitting here talking to you, just make a match that involves you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I guess I better be careful with what I say, huh?
I would advise that.
Listen, with all due respect,
Phoenix saying you didn't ask to step in the ring last time.
That's true. Okay, you got me there. That's true. With all due respect, I'm not worried about the aftermath. Step
wisely.
Hey, it's a journey. Step by step.
Phoenix is our queen. That is the truth. You know what, Phoenix? Are we going to have a little bit of breaking news for Carter Riley tonight?
We need to have some breaking news.
What you got for me?
Phoenix, you know, you're in the chat here. You want me to pull out some breaking news against Carter Riley here?
Oh, God. You're telling me I got to adjust my schedule again.
Jane Kelly's saying Phoenix is amazing. You know what? I think that everybody's on Phoenix side.
So what? Okay, so what?
Okay, Phoenix is saying that we may. Per and Jess Savage saying per NGW board, check your email. Okay, well, I checked my email. Scott, you got it for a minute while I check the email here.
All right. Got to check this. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, well, I guess your introduction to NGW is your mouth might have got you something you might not have asked for because you don't mouth off to the Queen Phoenix because I don't know. You might get some introductions in NGW that you might not like there.
Oh, you ready?
Let's hear it. Just lay it on me at this point. Who do I have?
No, we can't just say it. We gotta do a little bit of. Breaking news. And it's a little bit appropriate that Marcellus Knight's in the chat saying, let's see if you can show up and show out against me. Because Carter, you are going to be going up against the fam.
Oh,
Marcellus Knight and Alex Steele.
Really? You couldn't have emailed this to me? Phoenix.
Tyrone Pearson and Riley Carter versus the fam.
You know, whatever, okay. I'm sure I'm gonna go talk to Dexter after this and we're gonna get this all figured out and stuff, you know. Like I'm not gonna sit here like whatever. You know, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Pearson, you know, my understanding is that he has a history with Dexter. He trained with Dexter back in the day in Stride Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Marcel's nice saying, see you soon, kid.
I'll see you soon, too, my friend. All right. Well, I guess I shouldn't call you that.
He's saying you can talk opponent. To Dexter all you want.
Trust me, I will.
You know what? I suggest that in this circumstance, you do as Marcellus Knight does and show up and show out.
That's what I always do, baby. Do you think Carter Riley goes to any situation unprepared? Do you think I go to any situation and just don't show out? That's my middle name. I am the definition of showing out. And I will show you guys yet again at this next show. Even if I got to show Marcellus Knight. And the fans.
Well, you know what? Speaking of showing out, you know, we and being prepared. Are you prepared for a little bit of what we like to call around here? Shock therapy.
I'm ready. I am ready. Let's do this.
Well, this right here is your chance to show out before you officially get into an NGW ring.
All right.
And for anybody new, the way that Shock Therapy works is we ask our guests a series of three multiple choice questions. They get two out of three questions right. They win a prize, which is a signed show poster for one of our live viewers.
Yeah.
And this week, awesome. You will be playing for Gene Kelton.
Oh, yeah. I got you. We're going to win.
Marcel saying the only thing you will show is the door once you get beaten and leave.
Will you stop commenting? I got a game to play.
Marcellus Knight's free to comment as much as he wants. And you know what? Dardar is absolutely excited for your round of shock therapy. And, you know, we like to tailor our questions to our guests as much as we can. Begin considering that you made your NGW debut with the person who trained you. We figured it was only appropriate to ask you questions about other trainer trainee pairings.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Your first question. In The Karate Kid, who was Daniel LaRusso's wise trainer? Was it A, Chef Boyardee, B, Mr. Miyagi, C, Uncle Buck, or D, the guy at the mall who sells nunchucks?
Oh, man, this is a tough one, I'm telling you. Gotta think about this. I'm gonna go with B, Mr. Miyagi.
B, Mr. Miyagi? You're certain it's not the guy at the mall who sells nunchucks?
Not really, but might be like the reboot they've done, but no.
I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I think that a mall ninja is somebody who, you know, you might want to get trained up by.
Yeah, and Uncle Buck's the one who trained Kevin from Home Alone. So
Kevin.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
All right, but you're sticking with B, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah. Final answer.
Final answer. And you are correct. It was B, Mr. Miyagi.
We got this. We're 1-for-3.
All right. One down, two to go. You just have to get the are you ready for question two?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Question two. Who trained Rocky Balboa for his early fights? Was it A,
I'm gonna have to go with B. Mickey Goldmill.
Goldmill?
Goldmill.
And have you actually seen the Rocky movies?
You know, it's been a minute. I could use a rewatch.
All right, you're going with B, Mickey Goldmill, and O.
Uh-oh.
We lost to Carter.
He must have the same internet Donde has.
See, now we gotta wait for him to come back to let him know if he gave the right answer. Oh, here we go.
Sorry, it glitched out on me.
Do you got the Donde internet plan?
I do. I think I do.
All right. But you picked me, B, Mickey Goldmill, and you are correct.
Yes. You know what?
What?
I know I got 2-for-2. I want to try to see if I can get 3-for-3.
You want to go for 3-for-3?
I want to go for 3. I want to try.
All right. Well, let's see what you can do here. Question 3. In Star Wars, who trained Luke Skywalker to become a Jedi? Was it A, Shrek with a lightsaber, B, Dumbledore on vacation, C, a talking garden gnome, or D, Yoda?
All right, now we're talking. See, I want it to be A, but I know that's not true. So I'm going to go with...
Shrek with a lightsaber.
Don't care. Would Shrek have a green one or a blue one? Or would he be a Sith?
I don't know. That's, you know what? I think that's the best question of the night.
Well, listen, I'm going to think about that tonight, but as of right now, I think I'm going to have to go with D, Mr. Yoda.
You're going to go with D, Yoda?
Yeah, yes.
And you are correct.
Yes.
That was Yoda.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Although Yoda does kind of look like a talking garden gnome.
He does. He could be an older Shrek that's kind of just lost his legs.
Shrek with osteoporosis.
Yeah.
That's good. But congratulations. You got all 3 right. And
yes.
You won that side poster for Jane. So congratulations to Jane.
Heck yeah. Thank you. And I hope you enjoy that signed poster, Jane. Enjoy.
And we got Jess Savage saying Shrek would have a brownish colored lightsaber.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. The mud.
Would it be an onion shaped lightsaber for its many layers?
No, I think you're talking.
We've still got Marcellus Knight around saying make me in reference to make him stop commenting.
How can I make you stop doing something when I'm remotely away from you? You're your own man. I respect that. But right now is me time. Okay? Me time. No, I'm just kidding. But feel free to comment however you want. Follow my band page. Follow my page. Follow Ignite page. Follow NGW's page. Follow Alex's page.
Yeah, definitely follow the camera guy.
Yeah.
And you can follow Scott at 12 Squirrel.
Absolutely. Follow Scott.
.org. .com was taken.
Don't you hate that?
I know.
You can't say something like that, Scott. Now I'm going to make a 12squirrel.org website.
I love it.
It's going to have to be.
But now that we've said it in public, somebody else is going to swoop in and, yep, and steal that domain name.
It's going to be Dar-Ar. It's going to be Dar-Ar.
Dar-Ar.
You're going to wake up tomorrow.
My number one fan, Dar-Ar.
I swear. It'll already be trademarked.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know that in a couple weeks you're going to be facing off against the Millennial Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And next month at NGW, you're going to be facing off against the fam.
Yep.
Who else do you have your sights set on?
Honestly, I got my sights set on anybody who's in my way. And whether that's friend or foe. You can call it tunnel vision. You can call it goal oriented. You can call it chasing your dreams. But I got things I want to do in this business. I got people I want to meet. I got places I want to be. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who I'm going to have to wrestle, who I'm going to have to punch in the face to get those dreams and to conquer whatever I need to conquer. Because I'm not just here for a cup of coffee. I'm here to cement my legacy and make you guys understand just exactly how important Carter Riley can be.
See, we got Donde in the chat here saying that a preacher took the .com.
Ah.
That.
All right, so for starters, Donde got me.
Yeah. Donde knows he didn't do it. He just wanted to say his name. Donde always likes to do that, the comment, so we'll say his name.
Would I want to face the best lightning? I mean,
no, that's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, I would be more than down. I'd be more than down to face anybody. Like, I know I keep saying that. I know it sounds like a one-track mind or, you know, a broken record. But, hey, I love chasing gold. And I'm down. I would love to, you know, face someone for the title. Absolutely.
Especially if you would defeat the longest reigning Lightning Division champion in history. Absolutely.
That would be even better. Like, that would just be even more historic and more icing on the cake, you know? Just be absolutely phenomenal.
Besides NGW, what about Ignite? Is there anybody that, besides Logan Ridge, is there anybody that you haven't got to work with down at Ignite that you'd like to work with?
I mean, yeah, of course. I'd like to work with, I know it sounds kind of silly, but I'd like to work with Dexter, but I like to work with, I want to get my revenge on the Millennial Boys, but I am looking forward to actually getting that experience in and working with them and stuff too. I would like to, Savage, that's a good one. Sound guy, they're.
I don't know about Savage.
You know about Savage?
Savage is kind of scary. Yeah.
I mean, he is. I'll give him that. He is a scary, scary sight. But listen, if if I'm someone to run away from anything that scares me, then why am I in this business? You know, if I'm someone that's going to run away from something that's like, I understand the David and Goliath story. You know what I mean? I understand I'm not 6'5" and 250 pounds. I understand that. But that's why I'm happy. I'm creative enough to where I can use my disability, but like I can use my, what limits me to my advantage and everything. So, I mean, Savage, anybody, whether or not I end up, you know, looking at the lights or on the turnbuckle and they're cheering me on or booing me, I'm happy to be a part of it. And it's all an experience, and it's just one step closer.
So we have your tag team partner for your upcoming match, NGW Forsaken, in the comments here. Tyron Pierce is saying, Carter, why are you even giving these guys your time and attention? Anyways, I owe Marcellus Knight an ass whooping from the last time. Everybody knows that match was stolen from me due to the referee incompetence, but we will show the fam why we are the upcoming tag team of all time.
Yeah, that's right. Tyrone, you know it, my friend. And I'm so excited because the fan, they don't know what's coming. They don't. NGW doesn't even know what's coming. Because what Dexter, Tyrone, and I, what we all have planned, it's big. And I don't know if you guys will see the vision, but just wait. That's all I'll say about that. But hey, Tyrone's got it right.
Against Marcellus Knight up in Root House at Green County Days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Marcellus Knight did pick up the victory there. Marcellus Knight had Midwest Avenue in his corner.
Well?
And Tyrone had... oh, my goodness. My mind just went absolutely blank. Douglas O'Shea in his corner.
Well, listen, regardless if Marcellus took the victory or not, you know, like, people come back, people build better, and they come back stronger. So just because Marcellus picked up the victory, don't underestimate Tyrone. Like, trust me. You guys have no idea what you're getting into.
Really well in that match.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to pick up the victory, but quite an impressive showing.
Absolutely.
But also remember, you guys are not coming in just to take on any team. You guys are coming on to take up
ever
2-time NGW tag team champion. So it's not just any other tag team. So.
Oh, for sure. And that's one thing that I like to do whenever I'm preparing for my matches. I do my homework. I like to make sure I know who I'm facing. I know not every situation I'm going to know that, you know, and I'm also prepared for those situations as well. I've got a contingency plan for everything. And I know whenever I'm about to face someone, I'm not going to sit there and give them the benefit of underestimating them, because my arrogance is going to prove me to be my downfall. So I'm not going to sit there and let that happen. So I'm smart enough to know to not get in my own way and to do my homework and to do what I need to do to find whoever my opponent is and find what their limits are and feed on them and do whatever I need to do. And I'm not saying I'm going to come out on top every situation, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. So I'll leave it at that.
Tyrone's saying that my mind didn't go blank. I had a vision of what's to come to the fam on October 8th.
See? Exactly. He had a vision. He saw it before any of us.
So what you're saying is that I have somehow tapped into Lexi Green's clairvoyant powers.
I mean, I'm not saying it, but I mean, you might have. It could be a possibility.
I mean, speaking of Lexi, have you seen the poster for Forsaken yet, Carter?
Oh, yeah. That poster looks awesome. I love it.
That Lexi Green Gospel of Damnation is...
No, that is amazing. like the
next weekend, you're going to be down to Ignite.
Yes.
Where's that at?
That is at, hold on, let me, well, it is actually in Carterville. I don't have the address on me, but I can go ahead and pull up the flyer real quick and get it for you.
Oh, well, how about I go ahead and do that there for you?
Yeah, let's do that right there.
Accident Street in Carterville, Illinois.
And ironically, I as soon as you said that, I remembered the own ash. I was like, yeah, it's 5-4. Boom.
And there's going to be a silent auction to benefit breast cancer awareness.
Yes. For an amazing cause.
Yes. And one of the baskets that everybody will have a chance to bid on will be for a 1-hour family photo session courtesy of the camera guy.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. That's a heck of a deal. Dude.
What camera guy?
The camera guy. This one right here.
Oh, I didn't know if you're talking about Dante. I didn't know if that
Dante
was
Dante is not the camera guy.
Well,
I am the camera guy.
The one and only.
He sent me a business card with this. Says Dante Estoy, the camera guy. And that's all it sent. I don't know why he sent.
Not only has Dante decided he's me, but, you know, MMWA, people at MMWA have decided that I am Dante.
Well, they've never seen you and Dante in the same room at the same time.
I was going to say that.
Oh, don't you start, Carr.
I mean, have you seen the camera guy and Dante at the same time, the same place?
Listen, I'm not going to instigate, but I'll say I have not seen both of them in the same room. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
Scott, you've seen me and Dante together in the same room.
I don't know if that was Dante, though. That's the thing. I mean, it looked like Dante.
That's very true.
But yeah.
Anybody can wear a mask.
Look, Dante had me committed for a short period of time.
Oh, no, you don't even want to know what me and Dante did on the road when we were traveling.
I know you're not allowed in 3 different states.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed in 3 different. I'm not allowed in 3 different countries. I'm on a no fly list. I have no passport. I got clipped by a train. I was in a 16 alarm fire. You know, I mean, I got warrants in federal countries I've never been to, all because of Dante. I mean, I have, you know how many therapists I've been through because of him?
Dante? How many?
I don't even want to know. They keep pretending they can fly.
No.
Have Jane Kell in the comments saying Lycan has her first set of gear up for auction on her page for some of the proceeds going to the breast cancer cause.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Everybody, next weekend, make sure that you get your tickets and come on out to Carterville.
Definitely. Definitely. It's going to be a great show for an amazing cause. You know, it's going to be obviously some great food, great action. Great entertainment.
Yeah, they always have a food truck out there.
Yes.
It is always
a great show down at night. I wish I can still go down to those shows anymore, but it's just can't with my work schedule too far away.
Oh, understandable. Yeah, understandable.
But yeah, we'll catch you next weekend down at Ignite, and then of course on the 18th at New Genesis Wrestling at the Lou Civic Center.
Absolutely.
You looking to try to branch out anywhere else?
I am. I mean, I'm still kind of, you know, just experimenting and stuff. And but I'm definitely interested, definitely excited. I mean, I have my social pages and stuff, and like definitely looking to get into networking and communicating with some other potential promoters and stuff, and branching out in the future for sure.
Jane's saying that Gigi's Food Cart's going to be there. They're the ones who have that, like, queso cheeseburger, right? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. But, Carter, I want to thank you again for coming on with us here tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. It was an honor to be here.
You're very welcome. And we will see you next weekend for Ignite Pro Wrestling. Justice Savage saying, great show, raising money for a wonderful cause with a fantastic
absolutely thank you. And I know even though I wasn't properly invited on the last show, Thank you, NGW, for having me.
Oh, you have a proper match coming up now.
Yep. You are looking to make your NGW debut. So
absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good luck, you know.
You know what? I'm looking forward to getting a wonderful picture of you taking the Nightfall.
Yes.
We'll see about that, you in a bit.
We'll see about that.
Yes. But, you know, yes, thank you for coming on. And, you know, good luck in your matches. You got Ignite coming up next weekend, and then, you know, making your NGW debut. You know, good luck on that one against the fam. I wish you guys the best luck, because you guys are
absolutely.
I hope you guys do your homework on them, because, you know, they're the first ever NGW, two-time NGW tag team champions for a reason. But good luck, and, you know.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, again, thank you for having me and everything. But definitely, yeah, I'm going to be doing my homework. I'm going to be going back to reconvene with Tyrone and Dexter and everything. I'm also going to take some time to myself and really prepare for this upcoming six-man tag at Ignite. But yeah, if anyone who's listening, you can follow me at on Facebook and TikTok at Carter Riley and everything like that. But thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a wonderful evening, sir.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. Well, Scott, you know, I wish you could make it down to Ignite.
I wish I could, too. You know, I wish I could go to a lot of shows, but, you know, unfortunately, real life takes effect, and, you know, bills got to get paid, and, you know, jobs got to say, hey, we need you here. And fortunately, stuff has to get put on the back burner.
Yeah. Everybody make sure you check it out. Next Saturday, Night Pro Wrestling presents Together We Fight, 512 South Jackson Street in Carterville, Illinois. Front row, $12. General admission, $10. They have that silent auction benefit breast cancer awareness.
Yes, it's always a great
Carter Riley. But the thing that I'm looking forward to at that show is going to be that 30-minute submission Iron Man match between Dexter and Jerry.
Yeah, that match is going to be, you know, it's like Jerry's, almost like Jerry's personal match, because Jerry is a submission expert in a way.
He is.
So this that is kind of catered. This is catered. This is catered, and he's just, I bet you he's just thinking about all the holds he's going to be able to put Dexter in, just because he's just a submission expert. But, you know, this is going to be the time for Dexter.
Got absolutely screwed on Saturday, though, man. It was just not right.
Fortunately, I was not there. It's not my fault, because I was not the referee for that match.
You know, it is your fault, because you weren't there, Scott.
See, either way, here's the thing. Either way, it's my fault, because either way, if I was the referee, it would be my fault because I would be the official. And then because I'm not the referee, it's my fault because I'm not the official. So either way, I can't win in this.
Now Donde's on Twitch.
Oh, my gosh. How did he find Twitch? I think he was searching Twix.
Oh, now I want Twix.
Oh, my gosh.
But I want to thank everybody again for joining us here tonight. I also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, The Ringside Buffet, and our newest sponsor, ATS Collectibles down in Smithton. And everybody make sure that I've been saying next weekend, check out Together We Fight, Ignite Pro Wrestling down Carterville. And on October 18th, make sure you come out to the Lou Civic Center in Muscoota, Illinois for NGW Forsaken. Tickets available now at ngw.ticketleap.com. Scott, did you have anything else before we sign off for the week?
Nope.
All right. Everybody make sure that you give us an like, share, and give us a top rope elbow drop on that follow button, and we will see you next week.